Proclamation number 3217 of 9th of August, 1944. Blessing of the Divine Gift, the Word of God. A great blessing will overflow people who do not close themselves off to God's grace, who allow themselves to be taught by the Word of God and make an effort to put it into practice. For they will have a foothold from the start, they will feel relief everywhere even though earthly life is hard for them. The heaviness will only touch them to a certain extent but will soon be overcome. For through the Word of God they receive knowledge of the meaning and purpose of suffering, they know about the necessity of it, but they also know that they are never helplessly left to themselves but have a constant helper at their side who is always ready to respond to their plea for help. And this awareness is deep faith, which must always have a beneficial effect. Thus only the will is necessary to observe the gifts from above. Then the blessing of the gifts will also become apparent, for the receiving person will pass them on and want to introduce many people to the knowledge he has received himself. This first requires a good relationship between people, and from such a relationship they already draw spiritual advantage, for they cultivate love, and love redeems. But then the human being will also be strong, whatever comes over him. He will walk his path unwaveringly even if he is pushed away. He will always know that he has the most powerful one over heaven and earth as his companion and that it is truly not too much to remain faithful to him if his holy name is fought against. And this knowledge will let him go joyfully into battle. God himself blesses his laborers in the vineyard. He helps them not to grow weary because they only have a short time at their disposal and should use it to initiate many people into God's plan of salvation and redemption. People on earth will indeed feel little of this influx of increased grace before they have decided to accept the divine word. But then they will become wide awake and they can be active again in enlightening God's will. The chaos of the end time will divide many people and put them into an earthly hardship which seems almost unbearable to them. And yet, at the same time the best means has been made accessible to them. The Word of God. And this divine word brings about a balance. It heals where wounds have been inflicted, it gives light where there is darkness and it gives strength where previously a feeling of weakness made people look anxiously to the future. And the human being will feel the blessing of the divine word, for it will be the only salvation when everything threatens to perish. Yet God's love considers his own, i.e., all those who take refuge with him in adversity. He speaks to them himself, and thus his word is spiritual strength which is able to banish everything, even the most difficult things on earth. For it is his emanation, his spirit, which therefore has to be felt beneficially wherever the human being willingly opens himself to it. Amen.